Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. We have to talk about something. Med students keep doing this, and it's just so not a good habit to start. It has to do with abdominal pain, and specifically, we need to talk about this quadrant thing that you've all been learning. When I'm getting differentials from you, it's quadrant-based. And I'll admit, even the tummy ache episode that I wrote was quadrant-based. I'm not mad, that's how we learn it. But I think if you've listened this far into this podcast, we're getting smart enough to improve on this. So let me give you just an example of a quadrant-based differential and how that usually sounds. Hepatitis, cholecystitis, pancreatitis, gastritis, appendicitis, UTI, diverticulitis. Okay, that's okay, but not great. They're all important. I like the appendicitis, but I want to point something out. All of the life-threatening causes of abdominal pain aren't in a quadrant. All of them. Look up the list of life threats in Tint and Allies. Look at the medical legal cases closed data. The life threats aren't in a quadrant. I'm serious. A good differential has to consider 9 diagnoses, none of which are in a quadrant. 3 extra abdominal causes of abdominal pain, 3 generalized intestinal causes of abdominal pain, and 3 vascular causes of abdominal pain. Let's talk the 3 extra abdominal life threats first. MI, ruptured ectopic, and torsion or abscess of the testes or ovary. None of them are in a quadrant, and all are actually life-threatening. Sure, cholecystitis is dangerous, but it's not an emergency. You got time. But with MI, ruptured ectopic, and torsion, you better get going. Those patients are sick. Let's talk the actual 3 life-threatening intestinal causes of abdominal pain. Perforated viscus. This can be from ulcers or diverticulitis or really anything, but the whole belly is full of bacteria now. Obstruction and hernias, specifically which can become ischemic bowel, and then volvulus. All 3 of these are true emergencies. Perforated viscus, ischemic bowel, and volvulus. You got to get going. These are emergencies. Sphincter tightening emergencies, not like diverticulitis. Let's talk the 3 life-threatening vascular causes of abdominal pain. AAA, aortic dissection, and mesenteric ischemia. These are bad. These are the worst. You got to consider these to catch them, and it's not in a quadrant. That's all I want to talk about today. I just wanted to point that out. The true abdominal pain life threats that should be in your differential aren't in a quadrant, and you're going to miss them if you stick to this whole quadrant way of thinking. MI, ruptured ectopic, testicular ovarian torsion or abscess, perforated viscus, ischemic bowel from obstruction, and volvulus, AAA, aortic dissection, and mesenteric ischemia. These aren't like rare nothing diagnoses. I've seen pretty much all of these so far in residency, and they are true emergencies. Of course, appendicitis and diverticulitis and ulcers are important, and they should go in your differential, but only noobs think in quadrants. I was one once myself too, but we can do so much better. Open your mind up. That wraps up this episode. Virtually none of the true life threats fall into a specific abdominal quadrant. Remember that. Until next time, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.